Head coach Gary Kubiak goes to the podium on Monday at his customary day after press conference and begins by answering a question about defensive line coach Bill Kolar, who's in a Chicago hospital with a blood clot.
He's doing good, John. I talked to him at length this morning and talked to his wife a long time. Everything's under control. They just did not want him flying home with the team last night, and he took a series of tests today, which all came out good. And the plan is for him to be on a plane tomorrow morning and be back here sometime Wednesday afternoon. So everything's going good, and just feel very fortunate. And the doctors did a great job, and Bill's feeling fine today. I don't know. Probably all depends what time he gets in. Bill, he's mad that he has to stay there till Wednesday. So the bottom line, we just need to make sure he's okay. And I would say he's out there Wednesday at the earliest, Thursday at the latest. I don't really know all the specifics, John. I just know that that's what, he had some shortness of breath, some things going on. And, Cap and them said, we're not going to let you go on the field until we run some tests on you, Bill. So they took him down to do the tests, and there was, some clot issue that they needed to address, and something that may have happened back before to Bill, if I'm correct on that. And that's why they didn't want him flying home.
He didn't want to go, did he?
No, Bill. He didn't want to go. Yeah, I would say, let's talk with Tate and Owen. I guess put them in the same category. I would think Owen's probably a little bit further along. I think they both have a chance of playing in this game, John. We'll know more as we get to Wednesday and Thursday. But remember, Tate has been running with the trainer, so that's a move in the right direction. He's very close. Owen did work out before the game on Sunday, and we made the decision to hold him. But the fact that he worked up to that point trying to play tells you how close he is. So, we'll get him back rested here and get some treatment, see where we're at later on in the week. Yeah, he's got an excellent chance of playing this week. We're going to do kind of a trial run on Wednesday with him with the trainers, how we would approach the game with him. And, if he's able to work through that situation, I think you could see him on the field, probably Thursday or Friday. So we're heading toward him being back active and being a part of it. Yeah, Earl's played good, John. Between he and Sean, they split time. And depending on how much base we're playing compared to nickel and those type of things, there could be a lot of reps in a game, not many. But Earl is an ascending player. I mean, he's been getting better. Him and Garrett, if I pick two guys that have really improved a great deal as young players, Earl's in there. And, we called on him to pick it up last night. We played 4D linemen. McLean did not play. And got great production out of all of them. So, but Earl's been doing that, so it didn't surprise us. He didn't go against Pep the whole time. They moved him everywhere. I mean, they played him on the right, played him on the left, played him inside. So everybody, unfortunately, got a piece of him, and that's how great a player he is. I mean, he's exceptional. But Dwayne's been playing. I think Dwayne's been playing at a big-time level. You talk about playing at a Pro Bowl level as a player and those type of things and how far Dwayne has come. I think he's done that for a couple years, and I don't think this year is any different. We played well up front. We played hard. I put him in some tough situations, because we were so committed to the run with the weather and those type of things. There's 8-9 guys in that box many times, and I liked how hard we played and how we battled all night long across the front. Yeah, Dwayne's a real pro. I mean, he's a guy who works extremely hard at what he does. He really studies his opponents. I think he's taken a step forward from that standpoint. He always gets the best. When you're a left tackle in the NFL, you're going to probably get the best pass rusher. It's just part of it. And, Dwayne's, he's been a rock for us ever since he walked in this place. I mean, we split some time with him early in his career, but since then it's been great. Is that me? It's you guys, huh? Been a short night. That hurt. He's been playing very well. He's been very consistent. Last night he makes just those huge plays. Tremendous on the ball, and had a chance. He almost put the game away there in the fourth quarter. With that pick. But he's been a consistent player for us. I think it was good. I think I mentioned this last night, and I think John might have asked me after the game. But Danielle really knew what we were going into and the type of game we were going to be in, and. You know, he played there for a long time. He knows how that weather gets there. And he did a really good job with our team the night before the game of just talking about what it was going to take to win in that place. And, you know, he's a leader on this team and a fine player. But I thought he did an exceptional job with the rest of his teammates this week, letting them know what it was going to be like and, you know, how we were going to have to play to win that game. Yeah, no doubt. You know, I mean, he's come so far, Nick. I don't put him in that category anymore. I think he's been playing at an extremely high level. We all know what Kareem's been through. And, you know, good pros, they go through tough times early in their career, but then when they come out of it, they're consistent and good for a long, long time. And I think that's what you're seeing from Kareem. He has a ton of confidence in Wade's scheme. Kareem is a smart player, and I think VJ's just done a wonderful job with him, you know, as not only as a player but as a person. So real proud of how far he's come. Yeah, I think any time the more ways you find to win in this league, you get more confidence, Christy. I mean, you know, because you never know when you're going to show up, what it's going to take that given day. And, you know, last night I think we knew what it was going to take, but were we willing to do it? Could we sit in there and go toe-to-toe with them in that type of game and be patient and all those things as a team and win the kicking game? You know, all those things that we were able to get done, it's got to give us confidence down the road because, you know, we'll play in some tough – we have some really tough road games throughout, you know, coming up here in the back half of the season. But things like that give you a chance to be a great team. You know, if you – you know, there'll be nothing false about what we are when we get there at the end because we're, you know, in some tough situations, and the more we handle them, the better we get. Dobbins is actually doing pretty good today. I think we're going to be touch and go throughout the course of the week. You know, he's got a pretty good shoulder that he worked through. He played, boy, did he play well in the game and has played well for us since Cush has went down. But I think it could be midweek, late week before you see him on the field. But knowing Dobbins, I expect him to be there. The other one was Brady. Brady just has a thumb issue that really he's dealt with throughout the course of his career. He has a thumb that'll pop in and out at times, and he finds a way to work through it. So I don't expect that to be any different. We got a lot of experience on our staff, John. You know, none bigger than the experience Wade brought, you know, when he came here a couple of years ago, and Reggie, and, you know, some new faces from that standpoint. You know, this league, you know, coaches, they bounce around. And, I mean, experience is a great it's a big factor in this league to me. And I think our players know we got a good group. And I think our guys work extremely well together, John. A very, very unselfish group of coaches and everybody on the same page. And, you know, it's an excellent staff. You know, it's just a good group of guys. And I think when players – sense that confidence in the group too, it obviously helps the team. Well, we celebrate winning. I mean, you know, we do that. I mean, you got to enjoy winning in this league. It's too hard. You know, if you get to where winning is relief and losing is grief, then you're in the wrong business. So you better enjoy it. But I think what we've done a good job of is our guys just understand how important it is to just go to the next week, you know. And unfortunately, you lose through getting beat, too. You know, I mean, if you sit there and get beat on a given day and you just beat yourself up for 3 or 4 days and it lingers, you usually, you know, it goes into the next. So you learn to let that go, and you have to learn to let big games go, too. Like, you know, God, we felt great about last night. We get home at 4:35 in the morning, and we got to get ready for a division opponent real quick. So it's just part of the maturing process. I think if you want to be a good enough team to someday put yourself in position to win a championship, so I think we're growing up from that standpoint. Now, we talk about it, John. We talk about it all the time. You know, we talk about being consistent, and we talk about, you know, how hard it is. I want them to know how hard it is to win in this league. I want them to appreciate, getting to success, you know, how hard that is to do, but at the same time, just keeping in perspective what's going on and knowing that the big goal, John, is can you get good enough to win a championship? I mean, I think there's a difference, you know. Can you be good enough to get in the playoffs? Can you do this or that? Can you be good enough to a good enough football team or a good enough organization to win a championship someday? I think there are different levels, you know, and we're trying to work our way toward that mindset, you know, as we move forward. That'd be hard to say, but I would say this. I think they're playing. We picked up where we left off in the playoffs, Nick. You know, we played so well in the playoffs last year, and then I think it's continued. You know, I think we went through a little shock of losing a great player and you know, against Green Bay, and then we overcame that and got that confidence back, and that's part of this league because you're going to have some bumps in the road. You know, they knew what they were facing last night. They knew what was going on. They knew the type of defense we were facing offensively, and they knew, you know, how big they were in the football game, and boy, did they rise to the occasion. That's a tremendous luxury, you know, when you're sitting there with 4 minutes left in the game and feel like, you know, I don't have to, you know, try to do something that could hurt our team here. I don't have to third and 13 and we ran the ball. I mean, you know, we're going to give it back to you. We're going to make you beat us because we're playing good defense. And obviously the weather and those things added to it. So, you know, it's not only gives me a lot of confidence as a coach, but it gives our team a lot of confidence. You know, you get guys sitting on the sideline saying, hey, let's punt it to them. We'll get it done, you know. And so that's something that filters throughout everybody. Yeah, I mean, I think the challenge this week's no different as far as what we got to do. The big challenge comes when you walk off the field Sunday, you know, so that's different. So our routine this week doesn't change a bit. You know, we just focus, we do what we normally do, and then those things get crowded, you know, in a short period there. But because of some of the things we've had to do, Monday night New York, Sunday night Chicago, we've had some tough trips, some tough turnarounds. You know, I think we're a little bit more prepared for that and a little bit better at handling that right now. So we'll find out what's going to happen here. Yeah, no, it's been huge. I think we're number one in possession time. You know, if we're holding on to football, that means our defense is fresh, and that usually means we're running the ball pretty good. And last night was one of those cases where it was just a necessity. I mean, you know, with what was going on, we were going to have to stay committed to it. And second half got extremely tough, but we just hung in there and Arian popped a few and made a few big plays and were able to, you know, get that field goal. That was huge. The kick by Shane was big in the game. So it's something that we take a lot of pride in, and it's something that's important to us being successful. Well, he's tremendous at calling the game, I can tell you that. You know, I mean, I went against him as on the other side, you know, for many years. And then watching him work, watching him call a game, go through that process, the staff that he's put together. You know, obviously him and Reggie have been together a long time, going to get VJ and the job that VJ's done. So, you know, and Bill, y'all know the job that Bill does. It's an excellent group. But, you know, he's the one that pulls the trigger, you know, and makes the calls. And he's as good as there is in his business, has been for a long time. I would say that was about the toughest 102? That was about the toughest 102 yards a man could get. So, you know, I mean, if you sit there and look at some of the great games he's had, I don't think there was anything bigger than last night, because we're running against 8 and 9-man fronts all night. Everybody and a brother knew who was getting the ball, and he still found a way to, you know, keep us on track. So I was very proud of him. And that play made in the end zone was exceptional. So, you know, Aaron's having a huge year and playing with a lot of confidence right now. I mean, I don't know what we show people, John. I mean, I know what we're proving to ourselves. You know, that's the most important thing, is what do these guys feel in the locker room? And, you know, we faced circumstances that, you know, we needed to rise up to last night. And it was obvious from the minute you showed up to the stadium what type of football game you're going to have to play and how you were going to have to play to win. And if anything, we proved to ourselves we can go do that. I don't think we've been in one like that in a while. And we've been in a high-scoring game on the road early in the season, and then we go get in a game like yesterday. So if anything, we proved to ourselves that we can, regardless of what it takes, we can win those type of games. Okay, thank you.